is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
A death in Toronto, the death of a beloved teacher. His name is Bilkstow. He's gone by his own hand, we're told. A new column from Conrad Black, a distinguished biographer and a Canadian and a Torontoan, writing of these events of these last years, Mr. Bilkstow's troubles and now his exit. However, the exit is not final. I'm told by Conrad that the Premier of Ontario, Mr. Ford, is intending a serious inquiry into the facts of the matter. Let us establish them. Conrad, a very good evening to you. Bilkstow is gone, and the explanation that we have so far from the news reporting is that he was burdened to the point of total despair by an incident that happened in 2021 during a session, an adult session, between a trainer and the school district mandating teachers and principals be in the room. What happened that upset Mr. Bilkstow so much? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, John. Well, there were these obligatory sessions to promote equity, diversity, and inclusiveness, and they were sufficiently obligatory that even someone as prominent as a school principal was asked by the Department of Education to attend. Now, the Toronto and District School Board is a very large organization. It serves a metropolitan area of approximately 9 million people, and there is a huge number of school-aged children in the state school system, and in general, I think it's fair to say it's a reasonably well-regarded and well-supported school system, and there's a great deal of interaction with parents groups and so on. And we haven't had, we've had the odd incident, some of them highly publicized in the United States, with absurd exhibitionists of a trans kind showing up and so on. But in general, the interaction between parents and teachers have not been hostile or negative. So it's not a sort of automatically troubled situation. It's as far as anyone would have known, a reasonably well-functioning school system serving a metropolitan area that is quite a prosperous population in general. And this man, the issue, which is, again, utterly absurd and not anything that the taxpayers of this jurisdiction should be asked to pay for, but there was this lecture paid allegedly $7,500 an hour, and the theme of her disquisition to these conscripted auditors, including the faculty of schools, but up to and including the principals, was that Canada is a more racist society than the United States. Now, that is nonsense. Neither is a racist society, in my opinion. But insofar as there are problems of that kind, the position of the U.S. is automatically somewhat different, given the legacy of slavery, which never really existed in this country. There were never more than about 100 slaves in Canada because there was no economic rationale for importing people from tropical climates to do the harvesting. That's one thing for cotton, but you don't have to do it for wheat, or at least there's no economic advantage to doing it. And slavery was abolished throughout the British Empire long before Canada became an independent country. So the whole idea was nonsense. But this principal you mentioned, Mr. Bilkstow, objected and said that he did not think that that was the case, and said that he was not disparaging the United States, but Canada is not a racist country. Whereupon, allegedly, this woman, highly paid to produce these extremely provocative lectures, accused him of whiteness and racism. And now the man was undoubtedly Caucasian and would qualify as a white-skinned person. But he was a very sensitive man, very popular and respected, a school principal. And he was so shocked at his exchanges with this woman over a couple of these lectures that he took leave, sought some therapy, and then lodged a complaint. And then before the complaint could be heard and adjudicated by the appropriate authority, he committed suicide. And his family has allowed that it was substantially as a consequence of this unfortunate series of incidents with this lecturer whose sessions he was compelled to attend. There has been some controversy in the press here that by supporters of these programs that there were other factors and that this is just being seized as a weapon by people like me to use it as a club to beat the compulsive advocates of racism and the need to extirpate racism. That is, of course, not the case, but I'm not an expert on, I never heard of this man until this horrible incident, so I don't know anything about what other problems he might have had, but it is being looked into. But the incident has caused a great shock in this community and in the country, and it's been publicized outside the country as well.
I want to connect this to a conversation I had with our colleague, Victor Davis Hansen, about intolerance on campus. What is observable to connect these events, which are otherwise, the facts don't support either direction, I mean, that they have anything in common, is that it is possible these days on campus in American university settings to denounce a teacher, and that teacher's career can be ended by administrators. And in this instance, it's very close to the denunciation to accuse anybody of such a derogatory and inaccurate fashion. And that this teacher, Mr. Bilkstow, he felt his career was over. He felt that. I don't believe it was, but he felt that. And so our two countries are sharing a bad, bad road here, Conrad. Bad road.
Absolutely so. And the fact is, without pretending to be conducting a comprehensive analysis of it, I don't believe that either the United States or Canada could successfully or accurately be remotely called a racist society. The overwhelming majority of people in both countries of all ethnic groups and cultures are not racist. They should be and are proud of what they are. Everyone should be proud of what they are. But they don't disparage, look down on, or feel that it is appropriate to discriminate against other people on grounds of race or culture or any reason other than merit. And that is, I'm sure, the ruling ethos in both countries. Obviously, where you have 370 million people between the two countries, that there are some people who unfortunately vary from that, but they're very tolerant countries, and they're officially tolerant. And the policy of both is that all people will be treated equally and equally entitled to respect and fair treatment. We've gone overboard in both countries criticizing ourselves. I mean, by all means, let's recognize the mistakes of the past and our shortcomings at the moment. But most people are basically pretty good people. Otherwise, society wouldn't work at all.
Conrad Black, writing for the National Post on a tragedy that is not resolved whatsoever. What happened that Mr. Bilkstow is no longer with us in the Toronto School District? This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Black.